yeah, Impossible Things. That was Chris Tomlin, and Kelly has joined me in the studio and said that is one of her favorite songs right now.
It is.
Why?
I love the words. I like the beat, and if you came out there, you'd probably see me dancing in my chair when the song comes on.
Well, that ought to be a sight to behold.
Yeah.
Just don't drink coffee and dance in your chair at the same time. Could be dangerous to your health.
I promise I won't.
We were talking before we went on about breakfast this morning, and you had something that I don't know how to spell. So I'm sitting here eating my yogurt and pineapple and grape nuts, which is my favorite combination, and you had...
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
It's just fun to say, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure.
It was really good. I like it.
I know I've seen it, but I really have never known what to do with it. So what is it and what do you do with it?
You know, it's like it's a wheat berry and people have it all the time.
Of course they do.
I mean, they have it at lunchtime. They have it at dinner time. But I found
Who are these people?
They're all over. I bet we get emails and Facebook posts.
Okay.
If you like quinoa, please let Darla know.
Okay. Well, I guess.
But I found a breakfast recipe, and it has cinnamon, vanilla, and some stevia, and a little bit of milk. Really good.
Okay. Well, good. So you are healthy and ready to go this morning.
I am.
All right. Kelly, our business manager, comes in on Tuesdays to share with us some of our recent listener comments. Love to hear from our listeners.
Really do.
It's so encouraging to us, and we just feel like family. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I found a lot of listener comments that had to do with how Praise Network makes them feel. How does it make them feel? How does it encourage them?
Okay.
And the first one is from a listener in Viroqua. She says, "My comfort and knowledge of the Bible has increased from listening to some of the programs. The Praise Network helps to keep me in a positive mood and gives me hope and strength when I need it."
You know, I was thinking as I was driving in this morning that there's so much bad news and negativity out there that, you know, what we offer is able to lift people up and encourage people and strengthen people rather than bring them down. And, you know, I love what the listener from Viroqua had to say. You know, it's very, very encouraging to us to be able to encourage other people with the Word of God and with those messages of His truth and love and hope.
Yes. This next one is just one sentence, but it just makes me smile. This is from Marion in Eau Claire. And she writes, "The music reminds me how blessed I am."
Oh, love it, Marion. We are blessed, aren't we?
It does. It reminds us what a mighty God we have. And I'm like, you know, she's right. She hit it right on the button. That's what makes how I feel when I hear it.
So,
and this is from Chris in Sparta. And he writes to us and he said, "I spend most of my day in a car driving. I like the Praise Network because it's easy for me to stay focused and uplifted by listening to the music and such amazing messages."
Well, Chris from Sparta, so glad that you're listening. And there's a lot of folks out there who put on a lot of miles during their work week.
They do.
And a lot of them that tune into the Praise Network, and we can keep you company. And that's a great way to be able to grow and stay focused on the Lord and stay grounded in the Word. And, you know, hear from so many people who, they hear something on the air and then they are able to share that with somebody else and have conversations about it. And it's very exciting to see that ripple effect that God has in using His Word. I don't know if you saw this, but we had do you have another one?
I do.
Usually you do it in threes. You got four today? Oh my goodness. Well, go ahead.
Really just, I don't know.
Well, you go ahead.
This is from Kim and Stanley.
Oh, Kim and Stanley, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Hi, Kim.
And she writes, "The music is very uplifting and the speakers are inspirational. I look forward to turning the radio on every day."
Oh, so glad that you are listening, Kim, and so glad that you look forward to it. Yeah, that's very encouraging. On Facebook, I don't know if you've seen this, but all of a sudden, if you go to a Facebook page, this review thing will pop up and you can give the Facebook page or the business or ministry, however many stars, 1 up to 5 stars, and write a review. And this review came in on Friday. And I thought this listener, a new listener, really hit the nail on the head. And she said, I recently switched to the station after listening to pop for many years, and the difference in my attitude is striking. She said, I didn't realize what kind of negativity I was exposing myself to day in and day out just by listening to negative music. Said, I commute about an hour each day, so I listen to a lot of radio. This station solves this problem. There is great music, speakers, and always a message to make you think. Plus, no annoying ads. What more could you ask for? I'm in the point of my life where I'm struggling with my faith, but this station is bringing me closer to Jesus every day, which I will be forever grateful for. My only regret is not finding the station sooner.
Aww.
Yeah, how cool is
that?
That's
so sweet.
So we are glad that you found the station, and it's nice to have a break from all the negativity that's out there, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, Kelly, enjoy your day. Enjoy your coffee there and your cherished coffee cup this morning. Is that a new one?
No, it's not. I should bring in one of my new ones.
Yeah, you need to switch it up a little bit
here
for Kelly and coffee.
They all have some funny sayings on it. So.
Have a great day.
Bye.